This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. NATO allies France and Turkey stood at odds Wednesday as international tensions mounted over the worst clashes between Azerbaijan and ethnic Armenian forces since the mid-1990s. On this fourth day of fighting, Azerbaijan and the ethnic Armenian enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh accused each other of shelling along the line of contact that divides them. Dozens have been reported killed and hundreds wounded in fighting since Sunday that has spread far beyond the enclave's borders, threatening to spill over into all-out war between these former Soviet republics. The re-eruption of one of these frozen conflicts has raised concerns about stability in the region, a corridor for pipelines carrying oil and gas to world markets. French President Emmanuel Macron said France was extremely concerned by warlike messages from Turkey, which have removed Azerbaijan's inhibitions in reconquering the area. The first U.S. presidential debate between Republican President Donald Trump and challenger Joe Biden likely attracted a much smaller audience than the record set 4 years ago. That's according to preliminary ratings data cited by The Hollywood Reporter. An estimated 28.8 million people tuned in on broadcast networks ABC, CBS, NBC, and Fox, below the 45.3 million viewers who watched the debate on those channels in 2016. Data from additional networks will be released later on Wednesday. In the Tuesday night debate, Mr. Trump and Mr. Biden sparred over the COVID-19 death toll, fractured race relations in the U.S., which candidate paid income taxes, the environment, and more. The exchange was at times chaotic, with Mr. Biden telling Mr. Trump at one point to just shut up. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app,